Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Well, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. I am joined by James, by Ross and by Simon for this one, ahead of Liverpool travelling to Burnley on Saturday, 5:30 kick-off. James, I'll start with you. This is a big opportunity for Liverpool to go into the international break with 12 points out of 12, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a huge game in many senses because at the end of the day, we've had a great start to the season. You want to continue that, do you know what I mean? You want to stay consistent, you want to stay on top form. You don't want to be dropping any points before the international break. You want to go into that with positive thinking going into, you know, after the international break. And also, it's just a game that you look at and you think, we can definitely win this based on the first three.
This is an unusual game with Burnley in some respects, Ross. For me, you know, when we're going into games at the weekend, we've had two games. We've had a midweek game, a Champions League game, something like that. Burnley are playing in the EFL Cup tonight against Sunderland at home. Now, I know that they're going to field largely a changed lineup, but they're still going to have to deal with that. They're still not going to be able to look at Liverpool tactically and give the players everything that they need going into this. Is that advantage Liverpool from the get-go? Never mind that we've got better players than them.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's nice to be on the other side of that coin, isn't it? You know, James already mentioned we had a tough start to the season, the Chelsea game, City game. You're already behind people in that sense. And for, we've seen what it's like at the Arsenal game when everyone's rested and fresh. You know, that gives us better options in terms of our team selection, how we come against Burnley, more time for research, training, whereas Burnley, they've got to focus on Sunderland, and then they've got a pretty quick turnaround within 2 to 2 days. They might end up playing more first-teamers than they want to, depending on how the game goes, or they can take people off. But I think, you know, having the energy that we use going into the Burnley game and having the better players is an advantage, but the fact that we've got extra rest and sound, I'm all down for it, but it's more pressure on us to win in that sense, I think.
Yeah. Si, do you think there's any need for Liverpool to rest players at all in this game?
No, not at all. We've had a week break and we've got an international break going into it, and now the players will be going away, but I don't think we worry about that. I don't think Klopp really worries about when those international players are going to be playing. I think he knows that he'd rather not be playing them games, and so I think he kind of puts it out of his mind a little bit and just goes, yeah, we've had a week's break. I'm going to play my strongest team that I believe for this game, which might not necessarily be the team that he played against Arsenal last week. But yeah, I don't think he'll be worrying too much.
We saw Lallana last time out against Burnley, didn't we? And he had a barnstorming game against them. And in fact, the next week he was rested, wasn't he? And everyone was fuming and stuff. Are you thinking that Klopp might come out with a bit of a surprise like that?
I don't think it'll be Lallana, no. I wouldn't be surprised to see Chamberlain play, because I think we saw him have a good game against Southampton. He's had a week off. And now I think the midfield that played against Arsenal, the Fabinho, Gini, Henderson, I think that he might try and get something a little that drives him forward a little bit more in there rather than the engine room that we saw last
and
week.
And I think we're all expecting Burnley to play a low block side again, like they always do against us. What's interesting is actually if you watched Burnley's first game of the season, they beat Southampton 3-0, and they actually played some quite expansive football, I think. Yeah. I was talking to Vizzy, who's a Burnley fan, and he was telling me that actually against the top six sides, they are very much the Burnley that we've seen over the last few years and stuff, but they are starting to play a little bit more football. They've got better footballers now. Yeah. And they've got players, certainly like Ashley Barnes, who's in great form right now, that Liverpool will need to worry about.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they're very known for being quite a physical team. You know, they want to get at you, they want to have it with you, but they have been able to now implement a bit more flair into the game, a bit more skill, a bit more quality, and that's something that we do need to be aware of. Obviously, Barnes as well, that's someone that you've got to make sure that you've just got on lockdown. But we've just played Arsenal, we've just played against Pepe, Aubameyang and Lacazette when they came on. We've done fine against them, we should be fine against Barnes as well. Just, do you know what I mean? Obviously, fingers touched, so much wood, it's unbelievable. But Barnes, on paper, is not as good as them players.
Yeah.
Therefore, obviously, but that's what I mean. No, we need to just keep an eye out on him, make sure he doesn't try and sneak in one, do you know what I mean? But
how do you feel Liverpool do against Burnley over the last couple of years?
I think probably arguably they've been a bit of a bogey side, haven't they? I think kind of scraped past them. I think we just, in recent years we've developed so much as a squad, haven't we? And we've got different options and stuff. You throw about to, you know, we need the Ragnar Klavan to save our skin towards the end of that. I think we're so much better. And it's a good time to play them at the start of the season. I don't think you should rest anyone from the weekend, yeah. In my opinion. I think you should go full throttle. You can argue Chamberlain, chuck him in there. But Klopp normally rotates people after the first international break, doesn't he? And, you know, gets the rhythm going and stuff like that. So
would it surprise you that Liverpool have won four of the last five, yeah, against Burnley?
It's that one. No. It's that one at the start a couple of seasons ago, and that,
the one all the 40 shots or no, something
they,
like
they
that.
They beat us as well, didn't they?
That's going back the 6.
But we know we just scraped past them because it was a 2-1 at home, wasn't there? I think Emery Chan scored a winner, and it's always a tight game. I think because they're so low block, I think we've developed our side of the game that we never really had options, or we couldn't work teams out in the past like Burnley. And I think over the past year or so, we've changed our game in that sense, and we've been able to just kind of keep the ball, work them around, tire them out mentally and physically, and break people down. I think that's why the record probably stands like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, Liverpool, you know, we beat them 4-2 last time, 3-1 the time before that. We've started to score goals against Burnley, but, you know, we can't take them for granted at all, can we, Si? We know what a Sean Dyche side does.
No, and even though we beat them last season, they weren't easy games. I know we scored goals, but I remember the away one, especially. It's the one that Trent got injured in, and it was a proper battle. I think it was early December. You could see it was a proper battle of a game, and I think 3-1 probably flatters us a little bit. And then the same, I think I remember the 4-2. It was sort of in the running last year when Alana played well. That was a tough game. I think Burnley causes problems in that game, and I think they'll cause problems at the weekend as well, especially away. You know what they're going to try and do, as I said. Then they're going to battle. They're going to be physical. They're going to try and make life hard for Mane and Salah, who've been and for Firmino, who've been in great form. They're going to try and rough them around a little bit. But I think we've got the qualities all over the pitch to come through.
Before we move on, I want to bring your attention to the Reds news roundup over on the redmentv.com. 45 minutes to an hour long show every single week. It's just out on the website. It's a fantastic show. Here's a little clip about Matip's new contract.
James Pearce was saying yesterday that basically his deal actually runs out at the end of this season, which I wasn't aware of.
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously he signed in 2016. He was a free. He's turning out to be one hell of a free transfer, yeah. Now. But obviously his uptake in form over the last, let's say, 8 months, you know, since Gomez got himself injured, right, you know, last Christmas, has been absolutely fantastic. And I suppose he would almost be the first one on the list right now to tie down to a new contract, given his current contract situation and given how well he's played to deserve one.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I said it the other day on one of my videos that Joel Matip is probably the most underrated player in the Premier League. At least in the Liverpool squad, yeah. Anyway, because you don't really hear him being talked about and the job that he puts in. The fact he's arguably, obviously people will debate about this, he's arguably been in better form than Van Dijk since towards the end of last season, do you know what I mean? He's been brilliant, and he does deserve a new contract, and I feel like at this moment in time, that's the most, you say is true,
yeah.
The fact about his contract ending at the end of the season, then that's something that we need to go straight on, because we need a player like him. You know, Joe Gomez, as good as he is, he is a very good player, and I can't wait to see how good he can get, because he's got the attributes of being a great centre-back. You know, he's got pace, he's got strength, he's a tall lad, he's a big fella, do you know what I mean? He's a good player, but Matip right now is what we need. He is the answer while Joe Gomez continues to develop.
So there you go, we covered loads of other stuff as well. We obviously spoke about Klopp's sabbatical, Virgil van Dijk's new contract, really great show, £5 a month, first month is free. Get over there, check it out. If you like video, if you like audio, you can have it all as video, as podcasts, into your podcast player, your native podcast player. So get over there, do check that one out. James, Firmino has 3 in his last 2 against Burnley. Mane has
boss,
3 in 3.
Isn't he great as well? They're all brilliant. Our whole front three is just boss, aren't they? I mean, that's the thing. Obviously, Ashley Barnes can come and he could score. He could. He's a good player. He has an eye for goal. But at the end of the day, like Si said, the last few times we've been there, we haven't played that well, but we've been able to score a lot of goals. It's been a close game. But that's the difference when you have a front three like what we've got. Firmino against Arsenal was just immense. I should be coming into this game. He should anyway, but he should be coming into this game with just high on confidence. And I believe he could bag a few this game, 100%. But all of them could. They're all brilliant players.
The main talking point, I suppose, is there's a talking point about Matip. We just mentioned he's got a new contract and stuff. Yeah. Ross, are you thinking that Matip is just going to keep his place now, or is Joe Gomez going to be rotated into the side?
I think it depends on the fixture schedule. He's playing 2-3 games a week. I think you should be rotating them into there. But why would you drop Joe Matip? He's been in fine form. He had another good game against Arsenal. Contract's there, confidence behind him. He also got Joe Gomez. You know, he got injured last time at Burnley, didn't he? You know, the psychological thing of maybe it's in the back of his mind last time I was here, I got injured, just leave him out for this one. And, you know, just save him for Newcastle, maybe. Let Joe have his international break, come back, and that's when you start playing Gomez.
What about the midfield then, Si? You touched on it briefly before, mate. Who are the starters that you'd go with in the middle of the park?
I think Fabinho starts every game, as long as he's fit and he's feeling sharp. Fabinho starts every game, and that's six. I think Henderson, similar to what you've just said about Matip, I don't think he can be dropped at the minute. I think he's been that good. And to be fair, Gini's been brilliant as well, but I think he'd like to get Chamberlain into the side somehow. And I think Gini's probably the one of the three that comes out of it.
Gini's played the most minutes of all midfielders in the Premier League. Obviously, I can't remember who played in the Super Cup and the Community Shield now and how many minutes they all got in that one. But certainly in the Premier League, Gini has. My query on if Gini comes out, Si, is Oxlade-Chamberlain feels like the right-sided centre-mid to me. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Then does Henderson move to the left?
I think so, yeah.
You'd move to
I think he can do it. I'm pretty sure since he's come into this more advanced role, I might be wrong, but I think he has played on the left at least once or twice, even if it's just coming on as a sub. And I think he can do it. I think he's shown he's got the game intelligence to go and play either side. He's decent enough on his left foot as well, so I don't think that'll cause him too much of a problem.
You wouldn't think Oxlade-Chamberlain could be better on the left and keep Hendo on the right?
I'd put Chamberlain there. I think it might be just looking on the goals that he scored from that position, just like the image you've got in his head of him driving forward on that right-hand side and then hitting one into the left-hand corner from his right. But it's the fact that he's got he can look up and he can pass the ball over to Salah, and I think he's good if he overlaps onto Salah and maybe gets a cross in and stuff like that as well. I think Chamberlain will do better on the. I think Henderson will do better on the left than Chamberlain would, and I think Chamberlain's more.
That makes sense to me. Does anyone agree with that? Disagree?
Yeah,
I disagree. On, I think. I get why. I do get it, but I think Chamberlain's come back from a massive injury. I'm not sure Burnley's the best team you want to be playing it. Throw tackles in. You know, he's going to be susceptible to another injury there.
Yeah,
so he wouldn't do that. And he talked about the physicality of them before. Gini Wijnaldum's the perfect person for that. He saw against Arsenal. Yeah. He's the best at shielding the ball out, being strong, getting the ball out, having a bit of composure about himself now as well in tight situations. I think you'll get that against Burnley. I think you just go with the flow.
Is there any opportunity for Milner here, James?
Do you know what? I don't see why not. You know, you looked at his part in the team last season. You know, we were all looking at him like, oh my God, Milner's like... He's boss, isn't he? Like, and he is. He's a great player. He can do a solid job for your team. And to be honest, I think in this type of a game, you could do with someone, with a player like Milner, his experience, his intelligence in the game, you know. And about the midfield point before as well, by the way, I don't know if it really does matter too much about who's set to play on the left and who's set to play on the right, because one thing you notice a lot when Liverpool play is the interchange positions a lot. So when the number six is pushed forward, someone will come in and drop into that position. Same with the centre mid. And Milner could do that if he was to start. He's the type of player who could play pretty much any role in that midfield because he's just that good.
I think talking about the battling aspect as well, you know how much Milner loves a battle. Like he loves getting stuck in, getting attacked. I think he seems to love getting tackled as well, because it just fires him up a little
bit.
It fires him up a bit and it makes him feel like he's part of a game, and then he'll get up and come back twice as strong as he was. And so I think there definitely is a case to put him in the side. I certainly wouldn't be disappointed if I seen him on the side.
Anyone that we've met that we've not mentioned that you think's worth a little shout here, like?
No.
You've got to wonder where Shaqiri gets his game time, to be honest, but when why would you drop any of the front three?
I was surprised Shaqiri didn't come on against Arsenal, to be honest with you. He brought Lallana on with about 20 minutes ago, didn't he? And I think that shows that Lallana's the one he wants to get minutes into his legs rather than Shaqiri. And he was injured for most of pre-season as well. So it is. You start thinking, is Lallana more in favour than Shaqiri at the minute? Which I find strange if it is. And
he brought Lallana on as the nine against Arsenal, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but he could have like shuffled.
You're not shoving Shaqiri in as the nine.
But you could have put a Shaqiri on the wing and shuffled things around.
And Salah maybe back.
Yeah,
up on the nine and stuff.
But yeah, Shaqiri needs minutes before he starts a game. I
think there's a problem
that.
There.
I think there might be. I think the first half of last season, Shaqiri was brilliant, and Klopp even moved around the formation to a 4-2-3-1 to get him into the side. And then without him ever having that many bad performances, we've barely seen him since January or February. And so you do start thinking, what's going on there? It might be an attitude thing. Maybe he just doesn't work hard enough, or maybe it's something else. Maybe
it's because he's got little legs, he doesn't need to get minutes in them.
Maybe, yeah.
Right, okay. So we're going to go into the opposition insight now. I spoke to Vizzy, and this is what he had to say about their danger man, Ashley Barnes.
Listen, I think the one player that I want to talk about, and the one player that you'll want to talk about, I'm sure, is the form of Ashley Barnes. I mean, he is Burnley's danger man right now, isn't he?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's weird. Ashley Barnes is a weird player. He doesn't look like a footballer at all. He's just very, very efficient with the way he uses his body. And, like, he has got more technical skill than what people give him. But more than what I think he really has. I think he's just in very good form right now. Like, if I would put Chris Wood or Ashley Barnes for one goal, I would say I'd rather have Chris Wood.
Really?
But right now, like, honestly, because from what I've seen from him, he doesn't look like a footballer. He just uses his body and is very intelligent for how he uses his, you know, for how he plays. So right now it's in red hot form because in the preseason when I saw Barnes, I was debatable about him, thinking that he's not really done like much. He's hold up his class, but his final ball or shot is always a bit weak. So I feel like we'll just ride it out and see how long it lasts about Ashley Barnes. Because I love the man to bits. He's an absolute warrior. And, like, he's a player which I think every single team will love to have because they know that he'll get stuck in and give 100%. And because they see, because the team sees him put 100%, they're now also trying to lift him up as well. So he's a player which everyone loves to, you know, have in a team, but hates to play against, really. So we'll see what happens about him at the weekend.
Okay, so there you go. Burnley fan Vizzy goes home and away, watches them, got a YouTube channel. Go and check that out. V-I-Z-E-H, Vizzy, maybe. He's got a Twitch channel as well. He's absolutely fantastic. Go and check it out. And of course, if you want to see the full show, that's over on the redmentv.com. That £5 that you're paying us gets loads and loads of content. So get over there, subscribe, first month free, as I mentioned before. James, what would be your preferred 11 for this game?
Well, obviously, Adrian in goal, pretty much nailed on. Then Robertson, Trent, Van Dijk and Matip as the back four. So that completes the back five. Then in the midfield, Fabinho, Hendo and Oxlade-Chamberlain. I'd want him to have a chance. There's nothing written down.
Why are you looking at it then?
Just because I want to look professional. And
we counting the players to make sure you're doing it.
Nah, yeah. But I already know me starting 11 though.
Like, say it then.
Go ahead, sweet then. So Oxlade-Chamberlain, because yeah. I want to see him get a game. Good point before though about the that like made me think about it. But I would like to see him get a start. Then front three, standard Mane, Firmino and Salah.
Anyone got anything different?
I said the same as James, but I do wonder if Klopp and Chamberlain might have had a chat about this and gone, look, you know what Burnley are like, you've seen what happened to Gomez last season. I know I said it was Trent who got injured before, I meant Gomez, but I wouldn't be surprised if they had had a chat and maybe thought, yeah, we'll put Milner in there instead or Gini. If it's preferred, I would like to see Chamberlain in there, and I'd like to see him come through a game like this, because it's another step on his progression to get back to full fitness.
I'm saying Bong would go Gini, same as Saturday, because going there, going to get the job done. It feels weird that, you know, with 3-4 games of the season, every game is must win. Pressure already, just don't upset the rhythm, let them go and do the job. And I think, you know, a few weeks of game management before with Milner, bring him into him, get some minutes before the international break. He has a long rest. Same with Chamberlain, but, you know, got a decent lead, go and bring him on and go finish the job.
So, and the other way, I'm thinking, well, the likes of, and this is no disrespect to Burnley here, but I'm going Fabinho, Ox, Milner, and I'm resting Wijnaldum and Henderson. Part of the reason for that is that A, they've had a lot of football so far. B, they'll get football over the international breaks. Chamberlain ain't going to get any football over the international break. So you're looking at maybe a month, give or take, before he has a game of footy. I don't think that's good for him, personally. And James Milner's retired as well. So for him, you know, it could be another couple of weeks before he gets a game. So I'm like, just get them in, get them some minutes now so that they're not having to get back up to match fitness when we need them, when the games are coming thick and fast. Yeah. That's the way that I'm looking at it. And I think they've got the tools there to go and put Burnley to the sword anyway. And front three, like.
How many international games are there? And what is it this time?
There's usually two. Yeah.
Is it the Nations League now, is it?
I don't know.
They've had that. Is it not Euro qualifiers?
I don't know, mate.
It might be friendly.
Well, why can't you start friendly?
I love the fact that people think we're anymore. Putting this shit on, by the way. Yeah. We have genuinely no clue.
Have you seen how confused I look right now? I didn't know till this morning there was an international break.
Oh, that looking professional. The sheet's got out the window now.
For professionalism, man. Yeah. Listen, I'm here because I'm wearing professional, so we'll just go with it.
Good spot, mate. That's our preferred 11s anyway. Let's look at the rival fixtures then. So Saturday, Southampton, Man United. That's a potential banana skin for Southampton. Chelsea, Sheffield United, City, Brighton.
They play
them every week at home. I swear down, every time I do this show, it's City and Brighton at home. Sunday, Everton, Wolves. That's a tough game, actually, isn't it? And the big one for the weekend, 4:30 kick-off on Sunday, Arsenal Spurs. Let's predict the winners, drawers and losers from these two. James, Southampton, Man United?
Southampton are going to win.
Yep, Southampton.
I like to think Southampton are going to win. I think that Man United will probably get 3 points. I think, just because they need it so much. But a nice little boost for them, so Solskjaer gets a bit of credit in his bank.
I'm going score draw. Chelsea, Sheffield United. Sheffield United have surprised me so far this season, you know. They're actually not that bad. They fight it out and they know what they are, but they're not trying to be an expansive football side, but they are at least working hard. But I do think Chelsea will have too much for them. And I think Chelsea's, for me anyway, Chelsea's form this season is, whether they make top four is how many games Kante plays. Because if Kante's in the side, they're a different beast. We saw him at like top level, didn't we, in the Super Cup against us. So what do you reckon, Chelsea, Sheffield?
Chelsea are going to win.
Chelsea.
City, Brighton, is it just City all the way around? Yeah. Everton, Wolves.
Wolves.
Wait, go back to the City, Brighton one a second. I'm throwing a spanner into the works.
Are you going
to
say a draw or
I'm going to go with a draw.
Okay,
I'm going with a draw. I'll be so happy if that happens.
Touch that wood again.
Wolves,
yeah.
And Arsenal Spurs
draw
at Arsenal draw. Interesting.
Oh, the record is
Spurs have been fucking dog shit away from home, haven't
Spurs
they?
Spurs to come back and get a win.
Spurs
in this
been
one.
Dog shit for the last 15-16 games. The form's
They've got a point to prove, Tottenham. I'm going to go with Tottenham, but it's a big game that early on, isn't it?
It depends if Eriksen goes tomorrow as well.
They reckon he's going to stay now, don't they?
Oh, do they?
That's what I read a couple of days ago. Like, I've not seen anything since, to be honest. But I thought he'd had the better Daniel Levy at the beginning. Mm. But it doesn't look like any bid from Real Madrid has ever come.
They're fucked and if he goes.
Yeah. Do you reckon? Yeah, I reckon they need...
Because they're in struggling form anyway with Eriksen. And imagine losing your star player. You saw how we capitulated when Suarez went. It happens when you sell your big players. Especially, look what happened when they sold Gareth Bale.
It's not a position that's short in, though, is it?
They've got
Son, Lamella, Moura, all play similar positions, like even though they play in a different way.
like Ross said before, they've already been in like a struggle of form in recent games. Like, didn't you say like 15, 16 games they've been in struggling form? Without your star man, like Eriksen is the boy. Like, when you think of Tottenham, you think of Eriksen because he's a star player. He's a world-class player, and if you lose that, you lose that extra bit of oomph in your side, and you need that extra bit of oomph when it comes to playing teams like Arsenal.
Harry Kane's got a VAR pen, by the way, in this game. I think it's nailed on after last week.
Harry Kane is ready.
And what? David Luiz, definitely. Well, there you go, Len. Thank you very much for joining us, gentlemen, for the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. Leave us your thoughts in the comments section below, and we'll see you next time. For score predictions right now. I'll go first this time, and I'm going to go 2-1 Liverpool.
3-0 Liverpool. Oof.
Yeah, 3-0 Bobby Hattrick.
Oof. Bobby Hattrick. Mr. Fucking It's Always a Dead Eye game against Burnley.
I want a clean sheet.
Used to be.
I want a clean sheet. We haven't had one in the league yet, have we?
No.
So I want a clean sheet, and I will go with 3-0.
Don't think we've had one yet so far.
3-0s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting money on that then. Now it's
but I think it'll be a tough game. I think it'll be like we'll get a goal after about half an hour, and then we'll still be struggling to break them down, and then we'll get two quite late.
Okay.
Not only will get a hat trick, he'll get goal of the season because he's threatened to do it for the past three games.
How's he going
to
do it? I don't even think you can imagine how he's going to do it.
I think he's just going to go on the stand, do a couple of backflips, and then just boot it in the net.
Nice.
I think it's going to be a corner from Trent. He's going to do a bicycle kick, and he's going to cover his eyes while he's doing it. It's just going to be an absolute screamer. He's going to cover both of them now. It's not going to be none of this shit. It's going to be this shit, and he's going to do a bicycle kick, and it's going to go in top bins, and it's going to be gorgeous.
I love that. If you like that, like the video, subscribe to Red Men TV, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.